The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read today from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' uses of parables, they draw on colorful themes that the hearer then can understand and recollect. They often challenge human logic, make the hearer very uncomfortable. Parables demand a clear decision: comfort or challenge, the status quo or something altogether new, complacency or conversion, conversion to a new way of living life and oneself. Parables take on a life of their own when the hearer returns to them with open eyes and open ears and their hearts opened. For parables never run out of new lessons for those who have ears to hear them. Today's parables, though, they differ from other parables about the reign of the God and the kingdom of heaven is like, and that the others speak of the reign of God as to a group. Today's parables are personally addressed to each one of us individually, to you and to me. See, in the ancient world, a reliable banking system was not yet in place, and there were dangers of invasions, wars, or fires. So many householders of royalty and thieves themselves would bury their gold and their jewels and their treasures in the ground to hide it and then protect it, kind of like the pirates burying their treasures. Or we have in the parable of the talents, the worthless servant who hid his talent in the ground lest he should lose it. For they hoped then to be able to recover their treasure at a later and a more safer time. But however, frequently the owners, for whatever reasons, never returned, and their treasures were discovered by others, and even being discovered to this day. Now, according to the laws of Jesus' time, the mere finding of a buried treasure didn't entitle the finder to keep the property, unless he already owned the property. So we see in this parable, the great point is that the joy of discovery is being made by a man who's willing to give up everything to make that treasure his own. Nothing else in the parable really matters. For a lesson is inferred by this parable in that a man who found a precious thing, not so much by chance, but by in his daily work. It's true to say that he stumbled quite unexpectedly upon it, as we do sometimes in our daily business. But he did so when he was going about his daily work. He must have been digging deep, though, to get to that treasure, not just merely scraping the surface. See, to enter the kingdom of heaven, then, is to accept and to do God's will. We pray God's will be done. I've actually found some verses in Scripture where it tells us what God's will is. Some of them are very clear, actually so clear we don't want to hear about it. Encourage one another, build one another up, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Encourage one another daily, as long as it is still called today. This is God's will for us. But this is a person who has that moment of an illumination, of a conviction of this is what God's will is for him. I had that when I first read that 1 Thessalonians passage. It was just like fireworks went off. This is my passage. Have you ever had such a realization, just going about your daily thing or just reading, all of a sudden it illuminates? See, this means then to accept that it may mean that we have to give up certain things, certain aims or ambitions, which might actually be dear to us. God's will might mean we have to abandon certain habits and ways of life, which are very difficult to lay down. God's will might mean we have to take on a discipline and self-denial, which are no means easy. In a way, God's will is to take up our cross daily and to follow after Jesus. So again, would it not be wonderful if men and women discovered God's kingdom while going about their own daily business and were willing to give up everything to make that treasure his or her own?